Hi, and welcome to another episode of For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to talk about the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. And I am thrilled to be here in Cary, North Carolina at the AIS and NRC conference with my good buddy, Eric Brown, who is the founder and owner of InSearchX. Their main product that he and I have been talking a lot about lately is Ask Auto and the role that AI is playing in really making the connection between consumers and dealers staff members that are supposed to be interacting with it in real time, more efficient and effective. So, Eric, tell us and our listeners a little bit more about what you do and in these trends that you're seeing with AI.
Yeah. So it's really fascinating because today's trends are not tomorrow's trends when it comes to AI and not yesterday's. But what we do, just real quickly, is we have an AI that dials a phone, basically. I use the sort of old school analogy all the time of, hey, Betty, get me Charlie on the phone. And then the digital administrative assistant says 20 minutes later, Charlie's on line two. Where our AI basically will process a text prompt. In this case, it's being sent to us via an SMS in most cases. And it will then call any company in the world. I use it to call American Airlines when my flights last week were canceled. And so I tell Ask Auto. I ask Auto call American Airlines, and then when American Airlines answers, Ask Auto calls me and joins me into essentially a conference call with it and American Airlines. So to that, what's going on with AI is more and more sort of augmentation of the consumer experience. In this case, we're augmenting. You don't need to know the number. You don't have to wait on hold. You don't even have to dial a phone to speak to any company in the world. Like your local dealership. But also you're seeing now, the rise of things like Lendi and out of China, et cetera, that are literally going to the website and being human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think it's fascinating in automotive, because one of the things that you and I have talked about recently is that even though these enhanced leads, form submission leads that are coming into dealerships, it's like pulling teeth to get dealership staff to open them, to read the rich, relevant content, to then have a content and relevant conversation with the customer.
Yeah.
And you surely can't get them to do it in real time. Yet dealerships have staff that are falling over each other to get to a phone up.
Yes.
In today's environment with tariffs upon us and this urgency and supply and demand shakeup that we're seeing just over the last couple of weeks. And so tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the data on how turning these kind of real world online activities into real time phone calls is a win-win for the consumer and the dealership.
Yeah. So it's fascinating. And this is almost, a guiding principle since man first walked the earth. And that is, we're always looking for the path of least resistance. I always often joke about there were a time where people were amazed by water out of a faucet, right? Now we won't drink it unless it comes prepackaged.
Sure.
And so forms have become friction, right? Navigation has become friction. And so what AI really allows you to do is remove that friction from your path to purchase. And so what that means, though, is it also enhances the sales experience and reduces costs at the same time. So to your point about pulling teeth to follow up on those lead forms, well, not only is that painful, it's costly because the average dealer is making many, many phone calls to every form and often never connecting. So what the AI does, it turns those forms into inbound calls. When the AI, again, waits for somebody to answer, when somebody answers, it says, hey, I'm here. I'm going to connect you with your next sales prospect. And so what happens is we see an 8x lift in connections in terms of the average salesperson. One can talk to 8 times as many people because they're not making outbound calls. And 2, the number of consumers who are clicking the call me button, or I got questions about this car or availability, or I want to just save this car to my phone, is 8 times greater than those who go to the lead form. Not even those that complete. If you go, it gets crazy when you look at it. If you look at people that go to the lead form and then don't complete it, it's actually 40 times greater connection rate.
8X and 40X. And actually, those numbers align because, you know, what we see, or, you know, take one of the third party data aggregators in the space, you know, Clairvoy has tags across all of the big third party sites in automotive. They processed almost 900,000 transactions last year. And out of those, they found that only 11% of them had a lead in the dealer CRM system that had any direct connection to those 878,000 transactions that they processed. And so there's a not only a big gap there, which is where that 8X and 40X lift that your customers are seeing is coming from, but I think the next step of that is what we've talked about, and now those are transcribed, so you can apply conversational analytics, and then you can start really judging the quality of the content and the conversation. In fact, I shared with you, I was with a dealership group just in the last few weeks, and they were telling me the lift that they had seen in two-way communication rates and close rates across all sources when they took their lead response time from 15 minutes to 2 minutes. And somebody gets the X if it's more than 5 minutes, but 2 minutes is the goal. And in today's world, consumers, they're moving fast, they're busy. And so few of them take time to put all that information into a form. Yeah. But when you see that rich data and all the things that they're doing on the site and then can translate that into a sales lead that somebody can take action on right now, it changes the game.
Yeah, and I think you raised a couple of really good points there. One is obviously, hey, we got to call back in 2 minutes. And what we're saying is, no, you don't need to call at all. We'll call you in 2 minutes and then connect you to the consumer. And so your sales teams, they're just answering the phone. The bell rings and they know how to respond to that, right? And then they're engaged immediately with the consumer, opposed to having to manage a process to engage the consumer. It's literally just answer the phone. The second part is, as you mentioned, the dialogue itself. And so, you know, obviously what we're in favor of is moving from observational data to dialogue data. And that is actually hearing the voice of the customer and saying, in that voice, is the content on my website aligned with what my customers are asking me? Is my SEO content built from the voice of the customer or voice of my salesperson, right? Are my salespeople compliant with how they're representing my promotions or my incentives or my financing options, right? And so that there's just so much in that voice of the customer. And I often joke too that I can tell you what your CSI score is going to be long before anybody takes a survey just by listening to the voice of the customer.
Well, two more quick questions before we wrap up this great conversation. Yes. So it wouldn't be April of 2025 if I didn't ask you about tariffs. How does technology and efficiency play into dealers that need to be decision making right now with real time data, given the scenario that we're in economically?
Well, so tariffs are friction. Right. I won't get into, I think there's lots of strategy and tactics behind those potentially, but they are friction. So, you know, the first thing you have to think about then is where do I remove friction elsewhere? Right. You know, consumers, I'm going to be a little corny now. I believe in this acronym called WHY, right? Which is, what is happiness to you? That is what motivates every consumer, every individual on the planet is, what is happiness to me? That's the why I take any action of anything in my life, right? Why I'm here now, why you're here now, right? We think it's going to add to our happiness. And then the question is, well, how do I get to that happiness with the least amount of friction and resistance? And so I tell, you know, when I'm working with dealers is, those are the two guiding principles. Nothing else matters, right? It's why we drive cars instead of ride horses. It's why we have bottle wise, why we have cell phones instead of wall phones. It's why AI is the fastest adoption curve by multiples we've ever seen.
I love that. So what is happiness to you? And I think really relevant today for a couple of reasons. You know, we see one of the reasons why consumers have gotten more comfortable with higher vehicle prices post-pandemic is because it's a lifestyle choice for them. It's giving them a happiness and a feeling and the ability to do all of the things that they want to do, whether that's camping with their family or lugging their kids around to, you know, to hockey matches, hockey games, tournaments all over the country. But that vehicle is now a piece of their lifestyle. Right. And then secondly, comes back to what you mentioned, which efficiencies, processes, taking the friction out faster. We want it now more important than it has ever been before.
Not only faster, but more relevant. And that's what the voice of the customer dialogue data comes to. So this is the voice of your customer. Listen, right? And they will tell you how to solve for their happiness.
Yeah, you got it. And like we said, you know, I did a panel with Micah Tendora and Noah Lee this morning on the main stage. Thank you very much. Right. And we talked a lot about the process from click to close. And we know that that first click is often about the vehicle and the price.
Yes.
But every click in between, whether it's 10 of them or 250 of them, they're weeding out dealerships. And that's where the relevant content comes in and the ability to measure what is working and what it's not, and then to optimize against that for absolute maximum success and profitability. So, Eric, thank you for being with us today
on this
episode of For the Road Forward. Go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward to subscribe so that you will get notified when bonus episodes like this are released each week. And we'll see you back here. You're a bonus.
Wow.
Always. We'll see you back here soon.